This podcast has been brought to you by Blanc Studio, voted Niagara's best design company. We use creative magic to help bring your brilliant ideas to life. From branding to graphic and web design to creating future-proof marketing strategy, we are your one-stop shop for all your marketing needs. So what's your idea and how can we help you bring it to life? Find us at blanc.ca and you can find our website in the show notes. And shout out to our second sponsor, Kabaka Concept, a fashion project that plants a tree every time you purchase an order. We're changing the world one tree at a time. So find out more on how you can join this revolution at kabakaconcept.com. More details in the show notes. Let's get right into it. Are you gonna rise like a champion? You know what I mean? And I'm also recording this at a time where I got a reality check during training, but that's a whole nother story. That's a whole nother podcast, which one day we'll talk about. Just put a pin on that. But I also is this thing on? Yeah. But welcome to the Convos with Chance. Thank you for tuning in. I am blessed that we're able to spend some time together. Hope you're well. On my end, I'm blessed. Currently just left the studio. Another late session, burning the midnight oil, as they say. And I figured to say what up to my people, them. Keep you in the loop. By the way, this is my third attempt at this. Actually, no, my fourth attempt. I kept starting to record and something just went wrong every time. Either there was like noises at the studio, like the air conditioning would turn on. Like I would go off on like a tangent and I just had to keep redoing it. You know, one of them ones. But that's just part of the game. We'll get right into it. Today's idea is about reality checks. Once in a while, we all need a kick in the butt in the form of a reality check. Those tough pills to swallow, they're so important. As long as you have the mindset of a champion that is constantly looking to get better and to proceed forward. We all need a reality check once in a while. It's good and healthy. But it all starts with that self-examination. You have to constantly reevaluate. Constantly look at where you're at in terms of your journey to realize your fullest potential. And look for ways to be better. And what a better way to improve in the form of a reality check, you know. And a lot of times the best ones are the ones that you don't expect. They just come out of the blue. I am making this as we had just watched, for those who tap into mixed martial arts world. You're going to get a kick out of this. We just witnessed a reigning champion get beat by somebody who he was supposed to give the whooping to. You know, Israel Adesanya. A lot of people know him as the style bender, Izzy. So many people had him as, you know, the favored person to win in the fight against another fight called Sean Strickland, you know, another polarizing character, very loud and outspoken. He's I find him funny. But the world sat back. As a matter of fact, they sat on the edges of their seats and watched Izzy, the champion who they've seen just outclassed most opponents. They just watched him back,
pedal through a fight that was so important, and he just didn't perform. And I was looking at it and just thinking at this situation, about this situation from the perspective of him and his team, like, damn, it's got to be quite an interesting perspective, you know, to go through this. And I think most people we've seen have been basically writing him off. They've already started writing him off and his legacy. They're saying this, he'll never be the same, all this stuff. But I think we're jumping the gun on this. Before you completely write him off, you gotta wait and see what he does next. I think these moments, because that definitely what it was, a reality check for him. He went in, as most people are saying, expecting the easiest fight of his career, and he got Sean Strickland, his opponent, put on a clinic, you know, by just doing the simple things. And Sean kept it simple. And at the end of the fight, as a matter of fact, Sean was getting frustrated because Izzy wasn't even fighting back. He was just backing up the whole time, you know? But I think this is a defining moment for Izzy as a champion. He has the choice to either rise from the ashes and use this as a learning opportunity, or, you know, let this define the rest of his career as a fighter. You can't jump the gun just yet. And this applies to life in general. You know, when we get these reality checks, these tough pills to swallow, I think whether they're positive or not depends on our perspective and how we take them in, our mindset. Do you have that winner's mindset that sees these things as opportunities to grow, or are you in that, you know, that loser's mindset, basically, that just wants to take the easy way out every time and to use things as excuses? You know, you have the choice to win. Literally, winning is a choice, and you have to pick that choice every single time. You have to choose to be a champion every single day. And once in a while, you need a reminder. You need a test to prove to yourself what you're capable of, what you can do. Because sometimes we become too comfortable with the way life, with our everyday lives. So take this as a nudge. Look at your life. Did you recently experience a reality check? Are you experiencing one right now? Or maybe it's going to happen tomorrow. How are you going to deal with it? How are you dealing with it? Are you choosing to look at it positively and to find a better way to move forward, to become better than you were yesterday? Or are you letting it define the rest of your life? Are you gonna let that reality check, you know, make you back down? Or are you gonna rise like a champion? You know what I mean? And I'm also recording this at a time where yesterday, I got a reality check during training, but that's a whole nother story. That's a whole nother podcast, which one day we'll talk about. Just put a pin on that. But I also got my reality check yesterday, and how glorious it felt. I look forward to getting better and continuing to work from my reality check, because I find these reality checks, they're like, they, you know, it's a good reality check when the truth is exposed. There's literally nothing, there's no excuse you can make about it. It just is what it is. I don't know if you're following me. I don't know if you've ever experienced anything like this, but most athletes will tell you about their reality checks. Maybe it's literally the worst performance. Maybe it's the worst practice. You will know a reality check when you see one. This applies to careers. This applies to business. Sometimes you just have a terrible meeting. You don't even plan to. You don't even like. It just comes out of nowhere. You know, your clients are asking you questions and you just can't find the right answer. You can't find the right things to say. Maybe it's a date that you went on that, you know, you just didn't bring your A game. Once in a while, we all get a reality check. But we have to recognize that it's good. It means you're progressing. It means you're doing something. You showed up to begin with, which most people won't even to begin, you know, which most people won't even do. You showed up and you got your reality check. Now it's about action. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to improve? Are you going to get better? Or are you going to let this get in the way of your progress? Reality checks. They're bitter, but they're needed. And sometimes it be the hard lessons that, you know, teach us the lessons that stick with us for the rest of our lives. So, yeah. It happens to the best of us, a reality check. It's only temporary. Whether or not it's positive depends on your mindset. All right? There go my car rant. Did I say something that stuck with you? Have you had a reality check recently? If so, please feel free to share. If you think somebody else will appreciate today's message, don't be shy to share this podcast with them. There's so many things that are there to do these days, to like, subscribe, leave ratings and comments on all these things. Now, Spotify even has like polls that you can fill out on the podcast. Whatever it is, I'm just going to ask you to do just one of those things. It allows for this podcast to reach more dope people like yourself. You get what I'm saying? But yeah, today's shout out goes to an old friend of mine, my family, my sister, Nema from Winnipeg. Thank you so much for the love and support. It goes a long way. Thank you, thank you, thank you for always supporting the movement. The marathon continues, and to the rest of my pod gang, you are so appreciated. Thank you as well. Until next time, let's keep it positive, let's keep encouraging each other, and yeah, stay blessed. One time.
This podcast has been brought to you by Blanc Studio, voted Niagara's best design company. We use creative magic to help bring your brilliant ideas to life. From branding to graphic and web design to creating future-proof marketing strategy, we are your one-stop shop for all your marketing needs. So what's your idea and how can we help you bring it to life? Find us at blanc.ca and you can find our website in the show notes.